In this segment of our canoe regatta interviews, I spoke with 78-year-old Ken Gerg from Pennsylvania. He and his partner, 77-year-old Laverne Young from Florida, were planning to race this year, but due to an illness in Laverne's family, he couldn't be here. So for this year, they've pulled out of the race. But I still decided to run his interview because Ken, in a word, is inspirational. Here's our conversation.
You are 78 years old, and you are out there again. How do you get ready for a race like this?
Well, now that I'm getting a tad older, I go to Florida in March. I go down there about the 1st of March, or as close to the 1st of March as the skiing quits around here at Holiday Valley. And then I go down there and paddle for a month, and that gets me about, probably 30 hours, 40 hours on the water. And that way, when you get back up here, you kind of can get with it again. You know, you're not really starting fresh again. You're starting with a couple hours under your belt, and that really helps.
So you ski in the winter?
Yeah, I ski at Holiday Valley.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic skiing there. I mean, they have the best snowmaking in the East, I think, and they're kind of vertically challenged, but they have such a variety of it's good skiing.
Your partner, Laverne Young, is in Florida. Was he in Pennsylvania before, or did you hook up with him?
No, he's actually originally from Michigan, but he's been in Florida for probably pushing 50 years. He actually, in my opinion, is the best paddler in North America in his age. In fact, out at the Michigan Nationals, I think it was about 4 years ago, they started like 180 C1s, and then they had a guy come in and take a look at the handicap that you'd have if you were a runner or a biker or whatever. And a guy by the name of Calvin Hassel from Grand Isle, Nebraska, won. He's about 32. Laverne was about 75 at the time. And this guy said, if you'd handicap him, he'd have won by 5 minutes.
Wow.
He's an awesome paddler. I mean, I work at it, but that guy's a maniac. He's really good.
Well, between the two of you, Laverne's 77, you're 78, you've got 155 years on the water.
Yeah, our boat number in the Adirondacks 2 years ago was 154. Yeah, this year it was 154. Yeah, because we were both 77 at the time.
What makes someone do the General Clinton, the 70-mile race, 25 times like you have?
You know, when you quit, you're dead. I don't want to quit, man. I rolled over my ATV here about, 6-8 years ago, and I broke some ribs, and I couldn't go. I was already signed up, so I had to get a substitute guy in there, and that broke my heart. And then I had a little heart problem here about, I guess that's been about 7 years ago as well, and I had to get a stent put in, and so I had to get a guy to do that. So I missed those two, and then I had a DNF 1 year when I did a C1 up there. I had a DNF, and I pulled out at Wells Bridge. And so I've been there 27, 28. I've been there years, kind of pit crewed for the guys that took over for me when I had the problems. 29 years straight.
Yeah, I'm amazed because you sound like you're just ready to go at all times.
Like I said, man, when you quit, I thought it breaks my heart about getting so old. You say to yourself, geez, can I do it? And I say to myself, I got to do it. I got to do it. So.
What you're saying is very inspirational for a lot of us who are younger who need to take that attitude and take advantage of life the way you are. Do you have any special memory of the General Clinton? What stands out for you? Any particular year or partner?
1 year, a long time ago, Corbin won it. And his partner was a fella from Michigan, I think. And I went up to get Corbin's autograph. And instead of giving me his autograph, he introduces me to his partner and makes his partner give me his autograph. But he also gave me his autograph as well. But, I thought that was really pretty special considering Serge Corbin was probably the best paddler in North America for 25 years, That was impressive. I'll never forget that. And then there was one other time. You remember a guy by the name of Jerry Miller?
Yes.
Okay, Jerry did the Clinton, three times. He died here about, 5 or 6 years ago now. He and I did it a couple times. But he liked to do it C1. And 1 year, a monster storm came up, and everybody thought they lost Jerry because he didn't show up at the finish line for a long time. Pretty soon he comes paddling in because nobody could find him on the river. He went under a bridge, and he sat there for about 2 hours and got back in his C1 and paddled the rest of the way in. And I always remember that. I thought, that is really dedication.
Absolutely. I know the time you're talking about. It was a major lightning storm.
Oh, lightning and wind, and it was howling, it was black, and it was really, it was an ugly day. And old Jerry, he just got underneath the bridge somewhere and stayed there till it blew over, pretty much blew over, and he come puddling in.
Ken, what advice do you have for anyone out there in terms of life in general?
I think that the main thing you got to do is, if you're reasonably healthy, you got to stay active. You know, you got to be doing something. You can't sit down and watch television, and you know, and you got to be out there doing something. I followed Jim Gucci.
Oh yeah.
I followed with him this morning, and we were in a lightning storm, and it was cracking and snapping, and I finally said to Gucci, I said, you know, we better turn around. I said, this is getting serious. So we did, and then by the time we got back to our car, we were paddling upstream, so we weren't paddling very fast because the river was really up. After we got to the car, I said, hey, you know, it stopped. Let's keep paddling. So we kept on going upstream for a while. But you got to keep active. That's all it's good. You know, it's the name of the game, and I hope to be. I'd like to do another 10 years, but whether that'll happen or not, I don't know. But not going to quit as long as I can put holes in the water. You know, there's one thing about canoeing that people just don't seem to get the message on. It's canoeing and kayaking. It's all hydraulic action. You know, you're not beating yourself to death like you are when you're running. You're not going to get hit by a car like when you are when you're biking. Last night I was paddling with a girl down here behind the mill, and there was an eagle sitting in a tree, and it just sat there. We paddled by it five times, and it just sat there, and you know, you see some great wildlife.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Great talking with you.
You too. Thank you.
78-year-old paddler Ken Gerg from Pennsylvania, a 25-time Clinton finisher. For Canoe Regatta 2014, I'm Craig Stevens.